Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. When it comes to the family home, almost everything comes down to money. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. The Department of Energy says appliances and lighting account for more than a third of your home's energy consumption. And that's why many home specialists suggest installing energy-efficient skylights in the bathrooms, pantry, and master closet. With that arrangement, often there's no need to turn on lights in the house during the day because the sky literally gives light. The solar tube skylights are also tax deductible. If there are no solar skylights in your house and you have the bad habit of leaving lights on, try installing motion sensor switches. They turn the light on when you walk into a room and turn it off if they don't detect any motion for a minute or two. So much heating and cooling energy is lost through your home's windows. If yours are older single-pane windows, a big but initially costly energy saver is to upgrade them to double or triple panes. Going green is good for everyone, but not everyone's wallet can afford it. Some of the solar ideas have sky-high upfront costs, which are just too high for many families. But guess what? Perhaps you might want to set that as a short-term goal. Over the next year or two, you want to have a special savings so that you can go energy efficient, green, and green in your wallet too. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.